This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very, very good morning to you. A very, very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Howard. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you. How are things in Australia? Have people calmed down in terms of corona, the shopping, or is it still very, very, are people very, very concerned still? Yeah, Vic, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Good. Now I can. Yes, it dropped out for a moment. So the answer to your question is sadly no. What's exacerbating the lack of calm is that yesterday two schools were closed down. Now, not permanently. The report said that they will reopen tomorrow, but the reason for the closure was a 12-year-old child at one of the schools had been identified with the virus. So they wanted, check who he spoke to, met with, etc. And this is the third school to have closed down. The one that closed last week has already reopened, but also obviously people are buying stocks and pharmaceuticals, and so and then obviously the economy is taking a major hit, and coming in the aftermath of the bushfires, which really impacted the economy a lot. So the answer is no. It's still at a pretty critical stage, right, and people very concerned.
Tell us about honoring the Philippine Ashindler.
This is an amazing story, which I dare say very few listeners have heard about. We certainly had not. I got a call 2 months ago from Manila, from the Philippines, and they did not ask me for my bank number, which was already a positive. And it was from a Philippine television station. And they say to me, we've got a story about one of our presidents who saved about 1,200 Jews. And we'd like to show this in Australia and for the Jewish Board of Deputies to co-host this screening.
Amazing.
So, exactly. So they send me a clip, 2-3 minutes of it. We go and check with historians at the Sydney Jewish Museum, which is a Holocaust museum. Never heard of this guy. And the guy they're talking about is Manuel Quezon, Quezon, who was president of the Philippines in the 1930s and the 1930s and 40s. And the story is, and then I spoke to the resident historian of the museum, he said, it's absolutely true. This man was the Filipino version of Schindler. He saved 1,300 Jews. And this is an unknown story.
That is what's so crazy, is how no one had known of the story.
Well, that exactly right. And so first of all, where does the story begin? That a man named Matthew Rosen, a small-time movie maker, lives in London, from London, lives in the Philippines, married a Filipino woman. And they're over back in England to go to a bar mitzvah. And everyone starts singing Havana Gila and dancing to Havana Gila, as you do. And Matthew Rosen, the small-time movie maker, sees his Filipino wife singing Havana Gila as every Jew does. He says to her, how do you know Havana Gila? She says, we sang it in the streets all the time back home, back in the Philippines. They get back to the Philippines. He starts asking questions. Bottom line is, he uncovers this remarkable story. In the years preceding World War II, the president of the Philippines, Manuel Quezon, saw what happened at Kristallnacht. He saw understood what was threatening to happen to the Jews of Europe. And he said, we need to save the Jews of Europe. And his wife supported him for nothing but humanitarian reasons. And they said, we need to bring 10,000 Jews into the Philippines, give them visas. The Philippines at the time were under the control of the United States. United States says no. And after a lot of arguing and back and forth, United States eventually agrees you can take in 1,000 a year for the next 10 years. He brings in 1,200 to 1,300. And the following year, the Japanese forces invade the Philippines. And that's the end of that humanitarian plan. And then tragically, Quezon himself dies from tuberculosis in while the war's still going on. And that's the most amazing story, wow. most unbelievably courageous man. And it's the movie. So we hosted the premiere of the movie, and it's now showing on the main circuit in not the main cinemas, but in, you know, lesser, smaller movie houses. Let's put it that way. And it's called Kazon, Q-U-E-Z-A-N, Kazon's Game, if anyone comes across it. And just the last postscript to that story is that Rosen, the movie maker, did so much research that the producers agreed that they shouldn't just throw it all away. So they have made another movie which hasn't yet seen the light of day. The capital of the Philippines is Manila. So the people who live there are called Manilanas. Manila, N-E-R-S at the end. So they're making a movie called The Last Manilanas based on the research, et cetera, et cetera. But this one hasn't yet seen the light of day. But Kazon himself...
What an incredible story.
An incredible story. This absolute hero. And the Jewish world doesn't know about it. Well, hardly knows about it.
Well, that's what's so incredible. I mean, we're sitting in 2020, and look how long it's taken for this story that obviously is fairly well known in the Philippines. But look how long it's taken for this story to get out. And I'm really, really pleased that it eventually did, because what an incredible, incredible turn of events. And it's so enriching to actually hear something like that, that we had no idea even happened. All right, to tell us inside the Red Sea Diving Resort, because this was another crazy story.
Another great one. So here very briefly, and obviously this one is known about. The movie is on Netflix, and why it's suddenly relevant to the Jewish community here in Australia is that, and just to recap in a sentence for people who are not aware of it, it's essentially a group of Mossad agents who go to the Red Sea and who set up this amazing rescue of Ethiopian Jews through Sudan and to get them to Israel. And the way they did it was setting up what they claimed was a diving resort, a Red Sea diving resort, and in fact it was a cover to get the people out. One of the Mossad agents was a former LL flight attendant. Her name is Yola Reitman, and she is here in Sydney this week as a guest speaker at the UIA Women's Division campaign. And so telling the inside story of what it was like from someone who was literally on the ground, just talking about how they did it, how it started off as she thought it would just be, you know, just a few days, a few hours, and it turned into be, you know, as she talks about it, the highlight of her life in rescuing these people. So talking about the inside story here in Sydney this week.
Amazing. Really, really incredible. We don't have a lot of time, but just before I let you go, Jewish day school student selected for Australia's national under-16 cricket team.
Yeah, very quickly. His name is Jonah Trope, T-R-O-P-E, year 10 kids, so 15 years old. And he goes to Emmanuel School, which is one of our five Jewish schools here in Sydney. And just this week, selected for Australia's under-16 national cricket side, which is pretty good. He's been playing cricket since the age of six. It's always been his dream to play professionally, as he calls it, and now he's on the national stage, albeit at an under-16 level.
Incredible. Time is 6:27. That's Vic Aladef. He is the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, and he, of course, chats to us every Tuesday at this time.